Then I saw another angel directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. And he said with a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come. And worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water. This is the word of the Lord." Our second reading is Romans 3:19 through 28. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now, the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. But by what kind of law? By a law of works? No, by the law of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from the works of law. This is the word of the Lord.
For the congregation, please rise for the gospel. The good news according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham, and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So, if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed." This is the gospel of the Lord. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Amen. You may be seated. Today is one of those funny days when I get to preach and I'm very excited about too many things to say. Don't worry, I remember last Sunday was a little bit long. This one is not going to be too many things to say. You see, today is Reformation Day observed, where we are having our Reformation Day celebration today. And I could preach on that, and I could talk a lot about history, and I could say, well, you know, 1517, Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses on the door and helped ignite this great church revolution. Well, we did that last night anyway, and I got to hammer the door out there. It was a lot of fun. So we'll leave that for a different time. But of course, actually focusing too much on Martin Luther or on Reformation Day, making this a big Lutheran flag-waving day, is not really what the Reformation was about. It's certainly not what Martin Luther would have wanted. The whole purpose of the Reformation was to bring the church back to following God's word and understanding that our salvation can be found there in Christ alone. Our salvation is only through what Jesus Christ has done for us when he died on the cross, paying for our sins. The fancy word used earlier, propitiation for our sins, a payment for our sins. We, who are enslaved to sin without Christ, needed to be bought, needed to be purchased away from our own sinfulness, our own death. And we have been saved, freed, paid for, and purchased by Jesus Christ on the cross for us. So today, on Reformation Sunday, I get to say the same thing that the Reformers did, really, that the church has been saying throughout history. We are saved by Christ alone, by God's grace alone, and by faith alone. And we can find this truth in Scripture alone. The fancy words, sola fide, sola gratia, talking about the good things, I'll just say them in English for us. We're saved by faith alone, by God's grace alone, through Christ alone, found in Scripture alone. We can't find this truth anywhere else. This truth, Jesus says himself, is him. He says, I say everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin, but we don't want to follow sin. We don't want to practice sin. Jesus also says that he is the way, the truth, and the life. When we abide in his word, we are saved. We don't want to put our faith in anything else, any other things that might say, oh, trust this, follow this, listen to this way of thinking, and you'll be saved. That was part of the Reformation, of course. That was one of those things that helped spark the nailing of the 95 Theses. People were putting their faith in pieces of paper that had the stamp of approval from the Pope, saying that if you put your faith in the purchasing of this indulgence, you'll be saved. That's the wrong piece of paper to put your faith in. Our faith is found in what we see in Scripture alone, God's Word alone. When we look in God's Word, we do see that we sinners deserve nothing but death. But thankfully, because of Christ, because of God's grace to send his Son, we are saved. I love that in the confession of sins that we had earlier, we had part of our reading for today from Romans. You see, Romans was a pretty big deal in the Reformation time. It is in studying Romans that we saw that, you know, we really are putting our faith somewhere else, somewhere wrong, if it's not in Jesus Christ. Looking back at page 5 of our bulletins here, as we were confessing our sins and hearing that we are saved by Jesus, I got a chance to say, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. We are all sinners. We've all fallen short of what we need to be. If God says you need to be perfect, live up to this high standard, and then you can be with me in heaven, we've fallen short. My high jump is not that good. It never really was either. We have fallen short of where we need to be because of our sin. But God is the one who lifts us up because he graciously has decided to call us his children. He graciously decided to send Christ to the cross to suffer in our place, so that we might be lifted up the same way Jesus was lifted up from the grave and ascended into heaven. God our Father, who exalted his Son, Jesus Christ, does the same for you. He lifts you up and calls you his child, says that you are saved from your sin, that you are loved, you are made righteous, all because of what Christ has done for you. That's the wonderful celebration of Reformation Day. Not just beautiful red paraments fantastic brass and a whole choir and a great, wonderful celebration. Delicious bratwurst last night, thank you. All sorts of great and wonderful things done around this time, really to remember something that should be remembered every day. We are saved by Christ alone, because God has chosen to be gracious to us, and he has given you a faith in what Jesus has done. Jesus died for the sins of the whole world. All sin paid for, every sin, every person's full and complete sin paid for by Jesus. And that gift offered by God the Father is given in faith to his children. Jesus did die for all sin, and yet that gift of faith, that's God's grace to you specifically. The power of the Holy Spirit has worked faith in our lives that we are saved by what Jesus has done. We disciples of Christ, those who follow him, the gift won on the cross has been given to you. A gift that you get to open now, and you get to play with and have now, but how great it will be to be in heaven and to be able to play with it fully, to have that great and wonderful gift fully seen and experienced with God in heaven. As a reminder of why Martin Luther chose that day, October 31st, it wasn't because the day itself was excessively special, but rather the next day was All Saints' Day. The day we remember all the saints who've gone before us, those who are fully experiencing the gift of Christ for them, those who are in heaven because of the work of Jesus, the grace of God, and the faith given by the Holy Spirit. Martin Luther knew what he was doing. He knew people would be there. He knew they'd be coming into town to worship on All Saints' Day. He wanted the whole church to know. We want the whole world to know. God is gracious. He loves you. He has sent his Son to be the propitiation, the payment for your sin, that you might be lifted up, that we who would fall short of the glory of God would be raised up in this life, given a place of honor as God's children, but even more so, when he should call us home to be in heaven with him. And someday, when he would raise all the dead, that we might bodily be there in heaven with him. What a wonderful thing. You have this gift now. And we ask that you would continue to share this gift. Tell everyone about the great, wonderful news that we are saved, we are lifted up by God, by Christ alone. If they need to learn more, if we need to learn more, which we do, we turn to Scripture alone, God's Word. That's where we hear his love for us, for his people, all through history, his promise to be gracious, loving, and kind in the face of our own sin and ineptitude. Our God loves us. Our God has saved us. Each and every one of you through Christ alone, because of his grace alone. He's given you a faith in that, that you might trust in him alone. And we continue to turn to Scripture alone to find the truth of how much we are loved by God. It is in his name and every day that we go forth. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Let us proclaim the mystery of our faith. Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again. Now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.